KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another meeting today between the woman at the center of the Jeffrey Epstein case and the number two official at the Department of Justice.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has more questions for Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell. Sources told ABC News Maxwell initiated the meeting as she appeals her conviction and tries to get out of a 20-year prison sentence. Her attorney told us she answered every question.
ABC Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida, where the discussions are happening. Israeli strikes continuing across Gaza, and experts warn that Palestinians are on the brink of famine. The aid group Doctors Without Borders says one in four children and pregnant or nursing women are currently malnourished. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says hospitals have recorded 9 new deaths due to starvation over the past 24 hours. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos expected to begin serving a 7-year prison sentence for fraud today. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One person is throwing their hat in the ring. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday he will not be running for a third term. So the big question was who would enter the Democratic primary. His Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez posted this video this morning.
I've been an ER nurse, public health expert, and a small business owner. I'm used to being on my feet and getting right to the point. So let's go. First, I have an announcement. I'm running for governor.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said in a statement he'll enter the race in the weeks ahead. This will be Wisconsin's first gubernatorial election without an incumbent in 16 years. The list of potential contenders includes some of the state's highest-ranking Democrats, Attorney General Josh Call and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Locally, Madison State Senator Kel DeRoys may be on the shortlist. Here's what she told Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
You know, very flattered and appreciate all the folks who are reaching out to me and urging me to run for governor. It's certainly something that I'm seriously considering. But what I can say for sure is that I am going to continue spending the next year and a half traveling around the state, talking with voters, and doing everything in my power to make sure that we have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature in 2026.
And also over in Milwaukee, Mayor Cavalier Johnson may be considering a run, too. Things are changing quickly. Of course, we'll keep you posted here on Civic Media. Meanwhile, he's still got a year and a half left in office. Evers is asking the Trump administration to reconsider cuts that he says would hurt the forestry industry and would be devastating to Wisconsin. The federal government is reportedly diverting up to $43 million from the U.S. Forest Service in order to pay severance packages to fired government workers. This is the second time Evers has gone to the federal government to defend the forestry industry here. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night at the ballpark. The Brewers open a home series against the Marlins today, followed by a home run derby. Over 25 former players will be on hand, including Ryan Braun, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy, and Prince Fielder, all to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the opening of Miller Park, now American Family Field. NBA, Damian Lillard says he has great memories of playing alongside Giannis, but admits he was shocked when the Bucks waived him after just 2 years with the team. NFL. At the Packers training camp, running back Marshawn Lloyd finally back on the practice field after a long rookie season plagued with injuries, then surgery to remove his appendix in December.
It's fun, like the little kid in the candy store, man. It's exciting. You know, last year was a lot of watching, and now it's being out there, being able to be tired again, trying to catch my breath. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be out there.
That's Packers running back Marshawn Lloyd with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there is a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll drop to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, adjustable. Put them together. Yeah. So, you know, each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Ann, your wife.
Yes, with
Not
Ann.
Talking about John and Gordy. Just clear. People are raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road at WGBW in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, talking about all things Green Bay. And also, the Packers are back at training camp. We'll discuss it. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Let me mention first just how very bizarre it is that the Deputy Attorney General of the United States is going out to do a witness interview. There's obviously tons more that she knows, but that's something that's very, very immediate. And if they're not asking about that while the president is denying that this letter even exists, then it clearly is more of a cover-up effort than an investigation effort.
Thank you, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse.
He's good.
Oh, my God.
He's our friend.
We see you. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He has quite an impish sense of humor.
He does.
Otherwise, he would not appear on the Stephanie Miller program.
Yeah. We found out Barbara Mikulski does not have an impish sense of humor.
Jeez. May she rest. Okay. Wow. Did you see this? Who is the first person? Empathy Fail says, I must say it was very thoughtful of Donald Trump's criminal defense attorney to give Ghislaine Maxwell a box of materials to study so they can keep their story straight when she later testifies before Congress. What? This looked like, I don't know, the Grinch meets, I don't know, Winona Ryder. She's carrying a giant box. Really? What's in the box? I mean...
Oh, Winona Ryder's not a reference that that Bella would get.
Listen, no, I can't... No, I get it.
I can't stop to
Mark Jacobs.
Explain everything to the baby. The baby's going to have to...
No, I get it. Okay. Because she was recently in a Heaven by Mark Jacobs campaign.
When I called Jody Potsy, I forgot I needed to explain. There was a show that was called Happy Days, and it had a lot of spin-offs.
I know what Happy Days is.
All right, see?
Guys.
See? Stop patricending her.
I'm not a lost cause. I know certain things. If it was popular at the time, I'd probably know it.
Okay. See? She's smart.
But all right. So other things.
But Winona Ryder shoplifted before she was born.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, that is true.
Yes.
Okay.
But things like Fudgy the Whale, I'm going to need a little bit.
Okay.
Anyway, she looked like Winona coming out of Saks with a giant box
under
like,
her trench coat.
Yeah, this doesn't look suspicious. Uh-huh. I mean, hey, we're out so outside the norm that you have to explain how outside the norm this is.
Yeah.
This used to be the president's personal attorney who is going to meet with a sex trafficker, and thank you, Lawrence O'Donnell and others, for pointing out what we've been pointing out all week. She's also a child rapist. She participated.
Convicted.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, really, the convicted pedophile that lied several times during her trial. This is just the most obvious move ever. You know, and what were all the statements? Like, it was a very productive meeting. Yeah, I bet it was.
Sure.
Right? And
so productive, they're meeting again today to get more stories straight.
And it's probably, you know, they could be dumb enough, but they're probably not dumb enough to pardon her now, but they would promise it, like, later or something. I mean, it's just...
A pardon is in the works. I'm positive of that.
Yeah. I mean, Bill says, Lawrence O'Donnell is reminding everyone tonight that Ghislaine Maxwell not only procured children for Jeffrey Epstein to rape, she raped these children as well. Ghislaine Maxwell is a pedophile who lied under oath, and yet Trump thinks he can use pedophile perjurer...
Convicted of all of this.
Get out of this.
That's right.
Yes. Thank you. I don't even need to say alleged, do I?
No. A convicted pedophile.
I mean, there is a smoking gun minute, Adam posts, hey, want to guess when what date Michael Cohen at the FBI edited the altered Epstein footage? May 23rd. After Trump had been briefed about his name in the files, the FBI suddenly screen-recorded, cut, and altered an evidence file that is required to be fully preserved. I mean, Chris, we said this, and now it's all over social media, that they are likely destroying other evidence.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they are never going to release anything that implicates Trump.
No, they're buying all of this time so that they can destroy whatever evidence they have.
Exactly. That is my point, is that this is always, as usual with Trump, it's all about delay.
Exactly.
Distract, look over here.
Yep.
Sierra said it on Threads. She said, Democrats need to come out with a simple message. If Donald Trump's name is taken out of the Epstein files when they're released, then this is a cover-up, and everyone involved should face an indictment, including those of the Department of Justice, the executive, etc. Mm-hmm. This cannot be pardoned because it's a criminal conspiracy by the president, which is not pardonable. Obviously, they've already altered evidence in this tape, mm-hmm. which we know. Where are we? Okay. I love this one. Is Trump warning Musk to stay quiet about the Epstein scandal or risk losing his subsidies?
Again.
Yeah, I'm like, what was that about? I want Elon to thrive. Here's, I'm like, wow. Wow, that was like the biggest 180. Okay. And one last one. Larry says, according to the Wall Street Journal, he knew he was in the files. The attorney general helped him hide the files. He likely has already destroyed the files that implicate him. Now we need an investigation that makes Watergate look small. I mean, I said this yesterday, I think, Chris. What do we do about this? He is committing all these crimes out in the open, mm-hmm. but which is the main reason he ran, was to stay out of prison. Mm-hmm. So now he's, you know, and remember I said that when he got, I'm like, don't worry, he'll commit a bunch of other crimes.
He is.
And here we are.
But he's appointed friends of his all of the people that would normally convict him
or
bring him up on charges.
And so when Senator Wyden goes, oh, by the way, here's 4,000 wire transfers totaling $1 billion.
The DOJ
from
does
Donald Trump
absolutely
to Epstein.
Nothing.
I wonder what Pam Bondi wipes her ass with that letter.
Yep.
I mean, you know, and meanwhile, of course, death threats to President Obama are through the roof because, of course, they are. I mean, okay. I loved MY said, I think Trump is going to have to release the Epstein files now just to distract everyone from the new South Park episode.
Yeah.
You watched it?
I opened up Paramount Plus to watch Big Brother, and it was like South Park front and center. I'm like, okay, I'll watch it.
Oh, my God.
It was
chef's kiss.
It was well done.
By the way, I just want people to know I am open for anyone to pay me $1.5 billion to be irrelevant. Because I will own being irrelevant, but I would take slightly less than $1.5 billion. There is no company on earth that pays anybody $1.5 billion if their show is irrelevant whatever Trump said. Oh, baby's had there's a new statement from the bassinet just overnight, because of course there is. Baby is colicky this morning, everybody. God, the baby monitor was waking me up all night.
Yep.
Okay, I got to get some lung power going here. Hang on. The radical left Democrats are doing everything in their power to distract and obfuscate. He didn't write that.
No, he didn't.
From our great 6 months of service to America. Oh, yeah, he serviced America, that's for sure. Results, which many are saying are the best 6 months. No. Latest approval rating, ladies and gentlemen, 37%. Latest.
Historic low.
How low can we go? Yeah. Even worse than that, the previous most horrible guy ever, and that would be Trump first term.
Right.
He finally just surpassed that horrible guy. Okay, where was I? This is the best this month. They've gone absolutely crazy, and they're playing another Russia hoax. But this time, under the guise of what will we call the Jeffrey Epstein scam, as things are revealed, and I hope it will take place quickly, you'll see it's just another Democrat con job. Hopefully, the grand jury files will put an end to this hoax. Everyone should see what's in there, but people who are innocent should not be hurt. Make America great again!
So, it's a...
He seems very calm this morning.
Yeah. It's a Democratic con job, but it's something that the Republicans ran on and the Democrats didn't even mention during the campaign. Okay.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
Got it.
And by the way, can we... I don't... For those of you that don't math the math on, you know, and time the timelines, where were we? Hold, please. Obama was not president when... I can't... the stuff that he says, then you can very easily go, oh, you were president then. It's fairly easy.
Absolutely. He forgets. He's forgetful.
Oh, they said, oh, first of all, we have to welcome Jerome Powell to our heroes of the...
That was weird. That was really weird.
Of course
weird.
He was trying to humiliate him, but he was like, nope, just like called him right out, right to his face, you know? I mean,
Why did Jerome Powell agree to that photo op in the first place?
Yeah, he did look doofy in the
They all
hat.
Did.
But this was the dialogue, Trump. It looks like it's about $3.1 billion. He's trying to accuse him of wasting money on the renovations, whatever. Mm-hmm. Powell, I'm not aware of that. Trump, it just came out. Powell, you just added in a third building. Trump, it's a building that's being built. Powell, it was built 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. He tries to, like, add it. Okay, he's the head of the Fed. I think he knows numbers.
He knows the budget, yeah.
I mean, all right, so he's, you know, we will welcome him, along with South Park.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Okay, that's my parade dance. I'm like a tuba. That's me.
Don't do that again.
No? All right. It's fun. Try it.
Not really.
Okay, I'm going to stick with things that make me happy.
Okay.
The Wall Street Journal isn't done with Trump over the Epstein files. AMA tweets, I just heard there is a third story dropping soon. Well, oh,
my. They have a story this morning.
What's the story this morning?
Bill Clinton had a letter in that book, too.
In the birthday book? Uh-oh.
You kind of knew that.
Come on.
You knew that was coming
this
out.
This is not a surprise.
Right. And if Bill Clinton did half the stuff that Trump is accused of, then
he should be held accountable.
Absolutely.
And that's why this is so infuriating, because to be fair, we don't give a damn about...
Right.
Exactly.
You know?
That is the main way. Both parties are not the same.
Right.
Right. They obviously, everybody's doing caveats that just because you're in there doesn't mean you participate in the
which
process.
Is true.
And so, but this is, that's what they're going to try to say. Everyone is a Democrat participant, right? But it's all hearsay and just whatever. Oh, he was just a friend of Epstein's. Trump was. He didn't do anything, right? I mean, yeah.
It doesn't look good if you're in a birthday book for Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
Let's just say
that. He had a lot of wealthy friends, right?
He did. And why were they hanging around? What's the only reason that one would hang around Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah.
I love this one.
New info.
Jeffrey Epstein said he stopped hanging out with Trump when he realized Trump was a crook. Wow. If you are too skeezy for a pedophile. Yeah, that's the other thing. Trump participated in this for years. It's not because he was a pedophile. It's because I think they had some business deal, right? It's always about money with Trump because of some business deal. That's why he stopped hanging around with him.
Some monkey business.
Yeah. Isn't that what Trump said? What did he call it? He said they're going to implicate him in some shenanigans. Was it something?
I don't know.
It's a very, you know, kind of...
A legal term.
Term you would use for child rape, really.
No, shenanigans.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Trump said, apparently behind closed doors, they're going to me anyway.
Oh.
Who's going to?
Yeah, meaning, like...
Oh, the authorities.
He's obviously, well, should I say balls deep? Probably not.
No.
He's in this as deep as you can be. As we were saying, there's been speculation. He was actually a partner. He was in it more than just, he's with Jeffrey Epstein. By the way, how many pictures are there with him and Ghislaine Maxwell and Melania? They were all friends. Why do you think he wished her well? And so, like, by the way, his personal attorney, Todd Blanche, who's now at the DOJ, went to interview her. Her lawyer is his buddy. I mean, how bad does this have to stink? Yeah. Right? Before you go, oh, my God. And now he's screaming about the grand jury, which he knows there's nothing in there, and they can't really, you know, release it anywhere. Yeah. That's not where the stuff is.
No.
There's got to be a way, Chris. This is too big, isn't it, for them to get away with all of this? There's 1,000 girls. There's 1,000 FBI agents that combed over these files. You're telling me not one of them has a conscience that they're going to go, They destroyed evidence. They removed things from these files that we combed.
Yeah, this is so big that, much to Mike Johnson's chagrin, this is not going to die down during the House break.
Yeah, no, it is not. All right, so we have lots going on. John Fugel saying, for Angela, it is a sexy liberal Friday. Glenn Kirshner will join us
Tuesday.
And Tuesday. Oh, Anna Ortiz live in studio Monday. She's rebooked.
I'll
I'm watching Devious Maids now. She's not just in it. She's like the main character. Yeah. She's like a big effing deal.
I'll believe when she knocks on the door.
All right. She's very busy and important.
She is. She is. She's very much
in demand. Longoria is pretty and all that, whatever. Oh, yeah. But Anna Ortiz is the shizzle.
Yeah. Okay. I love texting with her. She's like my
delightful.
BFF.
She is a delight. Yeah. All right. 20 minutes after the hour. And E.G. and Carol, we're emailing with. DMing. That's what the kids call it.
I emailed her. I didn't hear back.
All right. E.G., cut. All right. We DM'd. I told you what she said. She loved to do the show. She said, it'll be a gas. That's a phrase that isn't used enough anymore.
Good for her.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance.
Oh, yeah.
My Super C Serum. I love it so much. I love it, love it, love it. How many beauty potions do you have on your what witch's brew do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Right? You have a day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. Es no bueno.
No.
Super C Serum covers all of that, made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Noticeable results, I'm telling you. It smells so citrusy and delightful.
Nice.
It's so thick when it goes on. You can feel it working and moisturizing. It's fantastic. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, do you know anyone who wears a CPAP mask at night? I mean, it looks like a horror film, right? Air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, breathing is disrupted. You can be at higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is at ZPAW. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. ZPAW was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop snoring device I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now. Zipa, that's happy Z spelled backward. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at Zipa.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory-direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Hey, Gordy.
How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. All right. That's a little repetitive. Okay. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Yeah, I agree, Chris. If I have to see Ghislaine Maxwell in that Sergeant Pepper's Michael Jackson military jacket one more time.
Well, and also there's that leather halter top that she wears in a whole bunch of other pictures.
Oh, awful.
That probably smells.
Oh, by the way, can we add, when we do get to impeaching Trump, can we add what he's done to the Oval Office? Isn't that that's a crime against taste fashion.
Yeah,
it's like Liberace ate Versailles and then had explosive diarrhea all over the Oval Office.
Yeah.
Gold leaf diarrhea.
Take a paintbrush to all of that.
Yeah, that's awful. And the Rose Garden. Add the Rose Garden to the list of impeachable offenses. Okay. Heather says, whenever Trump finally does have to leave office, I hope someone makes a point to pause and dramatically say,
"You're fired."
Okay.
Okay.
That would be... We deserve that, don't we?
Yes.
As a country?
Yes.
Okay. Michael in Chicago. Hi, Mike.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
I like to say we should take our concern, our deep concern. I'm against Trump. I think Trump is a lousy president. He's horrible. He's firing everybody. He's going to destroy the Medicaid system. He's going to destroy the Medicare system. We got to take our concern to our three elected federal representatives. Every voter has two senators, which represent the state at large, and one House of Representatives, one congressman. Now, we could do it by going to Senate.gov, Senate.gov on the computer, or House.gov on the computer. They want an email here. This is 24-hour service. You could do it late at night or any time, you know.
Right.
So that's one way to do it. However, you could be traced. This could be traced.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And later on, I'm going to tell you how we could do something without being traced. Also,
okay.
We can go to the Capitol switchboard.
All right.
Capitol
okay.
switchboard.
All right. Okay, there is no later on in a phone call to a radio show with a heartbreak coming up. But thank you.
Do an email on your computer.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Later on. Okay.
How long was he expecting
later,
to
that same phone call.
Yeah.
Really? How much time do you think I have here? Okay.
Appreciate the the intention.
Yes. Thank you,
yes,
Bella.
We
yes, we do.
Always.
And your patriotism, sir.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. The heartbreak is immutable, however.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What was I going to... Oh, Tim Burchett, the Republican, admits that House Republicans may agree to ask DOJ to reduce the sentence of Ghislaine Maxwell in exchange for her testimony if they like what she has to say. How much more obvious can this be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, I don't know what is going on with Mike Johnson, because he was saying, well, you know, she has committed perjury and she's a sex trafficker. So... What they're like preparing either way that God forbid she tells the truth.
That's exactly,
she's not going to tell the truth.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're prepping for any
right.
any outcome.
Right. Sherry Jacobus says Trump and Bondi bribing, threatening, pardoning, or commuting Ghislaine's sentence can't save Trump. Even suiciding her won't save him. Wall Street Journal, drip, 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 has more. Epstein estate lawyer has the birthday book and more, and will cooperate with congressional subpoena. There you go. I like my legal news. Happy clappy, as you know. 29 minutes after the hour, John Fugelsang coming up.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh wraps up this weekend. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was back home in Wisconsin this week to attend. While here, he said the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill includes $12.5 billion to modernize the FAA's air traffic control system. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Duffy said that will include updating the FAA's telecom system and replacing aging radar. Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman also serving as interim director of NASA, says it will take some time to complete all the work, but it will get done or President Donald Trump will fire me. Duffy also announced a new FAA rule that removes what he called outdated regulations that have impeded innovation and safety in the recreational light sport aviation sector.
During Air Venture, Wisconsin becomes home to the busiest airspace in the world. Last year, the festival set a new attendance record. 686,000 people were there in Oshkosh. And this seems to be a new tradition when big acts come here to Madison. Coldplay donated keyboards to the Madison Area Music Association after their show at Camp Randall. The nonprofit works to ensure every kid has access to music education. Executive Director Dana Perry says they're honored to accept the donation. Kids haven't gotten to play on them yet, but she says when they do, they're going to be thrilled. And today wraps up Madison Restaurant Week. Dozens of restaurants are participating with specials on their menus. That includes Heritage Tavern, Tex Tubbs Taco Palace, Merchant, Buck and Honey's, Nano's. The list just goes on and on. Most of those are multi-course meals for $30. Some even have lunch specials for $20. Today is your last chance to check them all out. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there is a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll drop to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins the show with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
At SAMHSA.gov.
Trump's got a packed presidential schedule. Yesterday, he signed three executive orders related to AI, one of which says the federal government should be hesitant to regulate AI models in the private marketplace. And I completely agree with him on this one, because if the government interfered with private AI, innovators at South Park wouldn't be able to make important videos like this one. It is a message of hope.
That part of South Park was disturbing.
Oh my God, fantastic. Uh-huh. Can I just say, I cannot give them enough chef's kisses this week. Brian says, Matt Stone and Trey Parker waiting until the last minute to finalize their contract with Paramount and premiering the episode like 8 hours later is one of the greatest pop cultural moments in a while. My kid says, Paramount took a big fat bribe from Trump after he sued them. Two, they fired Colbert. Three, then they paid South Park creators $1.5 billion for 50 episodes. Four, episode one, they went full scorched earth on Trump. Five, this will end in Paramount either getting sued by Trump again or Paramount firing Trey and Matt and getting sued by them for $1.5 billion. Six, talk about the art of the deal. That's the way it's done. Perfection.
The art of the deal!
$1.5 billion was for more than 15 episodes.
50, I said.
That's
50.
For more than 50 episodes. It's for the entire run of South right. Park to air exclusively on Paramount
Plus. Well, this says 50 episodes. Yeah, I don't know where
they got that number.
Yeah, but it's a lot. I mean, it is fantastic.
South Park has up there.
Well over 200 episodes.
Yeah. And as I said, the Stephanie Miller Show extends the offer once again for anyone to pay us. We take even slightly less of that to remain irrelevant. Okay.
I think it was 50 new episodes. 50,
that's what, okay. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
50 new episodes plus all of the catalog.
They already have the catalog.
Right, right. Sarah says it should be noted how quickly South Park took the news of Colbert, wrote it into the show, kept it hush-hush, secured the money just to basically turn around and say, cancel us if you dare, we'll sue you. Like, this next level of genius needs to be studied. And in direct, I mentioned this yesterday, direct contrast, Columbia University. Judd Legum said the Columbia University, quote, settlement is an abomination. How can you claim you're an educational institution if you're willing to sell your academic integrity for $400 million? I mean, that's why it is so important, the South Parks and the Colberts and the, you know, John Stewart's out there right now. Let's go to Larry in Minneapolis, our favorite mailman. Hello, Larry.
Hey, love you guys.
Love you.
What we could do is ask our senators and Congress people to hear from the victims. I don't want to hear from Ms. Maxwell.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the setup that's going to happen. The victims. We need to hear them. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Larry's done. He'll take no further questions.
Okay.
All right.
Answer off the air.
Yes. Representative Dan Goldman. He's our legal lad today. Here he is.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now we have confirmation of what we long suspected, which is that Donald Trump is included in the Epstein files. First, for him to essentially direct Pam Bondi not to release anything. Then for him to beg his supporters and the MAGA right to move on from it. Nothing to see here. Then to claim that it was made up. It's all a massive, massive cover-up.
Yeah, no kidding. And Senator Chris Murphy yesterday.
The number one priority for this administration, which is the protection of the rich and powerful, the use of the White House to let Donald Trump and his friends get away with illegality, corruption, and immorality. This is what the entirety of the first 7 months of the Trump administration has been about.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, by the way, Ron Filipowski, everything we've been saying, I'm just glad people are seeing this in real time on social media and regular media, whatever. Trump's corrupt DOJ is going to put out a statement full of lies by sex trafficker Maxwell, who's trying to get out of prison, while refusing to release the statements of the victims and witnesses, which would prove she's lying. The DOJ is now siding with sex traffickers over victims. That's a really good distillation. So we shall see how this whole Nelly says, here's a sentence I never thought I'd write in a serious way. Rupert Murdoch appears to have meticulously detailed plan to totally dismantle Trump. Every day, every play the felon makes to try to change the subject is immediately crushed by another nugget released by the Wall Street Journal. Trip, drip, drip, drip. There is a very clear intention to simply end this guy now, or as we like to say,
finish him.
That sounds like the guy that plays Satan in South Park.
Kind of. By the way,
yes.
Trump is starting to lose people like Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council.
Oh, no. Oh, mother blood. No.
Yes.
What?
Psycho music?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She really doesn't know who Tony Perkins is.
That I don't.
Okay, yeah.
He was in Psycho, the movie.
Yes. Alfred Hitchcock. But not that Tony Perkins.
No, I've seen Psycho. I just don't. Like, right. God.
Not that Tony Perkins.
He's also the head of the Family Research Council, and that's why we always do the joke, right. Mother blood, no.
Okay. And then we say, no, not that Tony Perkins.
This is good, we have Bella, because a lot of people are just tuning in. They need a Stephanie Miller Show primer for all our stupid inside jokes.
Right. The ones that have been the inside jokes for 15 years.
Yes.
Yes.
If there are any new listeners, we're learning at the same time.
Yes. This is true.
This is good.
Yes. It's a tutorial.
Yes. Tony Perkins has said that Trump now faces a credibility crisis over Epstein.
What? Oh, my God. You're super late to the party, Tony.
This isn't going away.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah, Sherry.
Holy Toledo.
She's going to start using old man phrases.
Right.
Cheese and crackers. Goodness gracious. Remember, who was that? Oh, that's Donald Rumsfeld.
Donald Rumsfeld, yes. Uh-huh.
Cheese and crackers. You don't go to war with the army you have.
Yeah.
Okay. Sherry also says, watch how your MAGA friends and family suddenly, quote, don't want to talk politics now that it's clear Trump is a pedophile.
Exactly.
Yeah, then they're like, why do you have to be so political? That's not all there is to life. Like, oh, really? Because your guy's a child rapist?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now a warning about talking about politics.
Whereas last Thanksgiving, it was all about how awesome Trump is and how much he's going to, how good he's going to do for the country.
Ay, ay, ay. Jeff in Florida. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi.
How's everybody?
Where's the best? The reason can be expected. Go ahead.
The reason why I'm calling is everybody talks about the Senate Intelligence Committee and the Mueller report, but nobody talks about the Durham report, which said that Trump campaign needed to be investigated. It was instituted while Trump was president.
Yes.
Where are these documents that supposedly Tulsi just made magically appear during his first administration?
Happens to be in the middle of a huge pedophile scandal, suddenly, oh, look what I just found.
Yeah.
Yes, our best friend, Jessica Tarloff of Fox News.
She said hi to us once.
That's all I require.
This is the greatest subversion of democracy had they gotten their way.
But you already paid for the Durham investigation, then he came out and told you there was nothing there, and everyone was angry at him.
We didn't have access to
that. That's not true.
We didn't have access to
them. Oh, my God. These documents, by the way, I'm sure you wouldn't say that Andy...
These documents were in a CIA vault.
I'm sure you wouldn't say that Andy McCarthy is some liberal media goon who wants to cover for them, saying this has always been a foolish scam.
You think...
This is what their only thing is to filibuster. Whenever Jessica Tarloff makes a great factual point, they just all start talking over her. You didn't just hear that, right?
God bless Jessica Tarloff. I don't know that I'd have the patience for that.
Yes, we love you, our best friend, Jessica Tarloff.
She said hi to us once.
I'm very needy. That, to me, is like a lifetime commitment.
She walked like the 20 feet in between her booth and our booth and came over to say hi.
Like, had we been 25 feet away, she probably wouldn't have bothered.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
No, she sought us out. Don't take my one binky. Okay. The Century says, again, for those of you that need to math, Obama left office January 2017. Comey was fired May 2017. Jeffrey Epstein was arrested June 2019. That's how dumb Trump thinks his base is. I mean, it's just such easily Googleable facts, right? So we were talking about the MAGA base, right? This is Jeremy says, welcome to America, where the thing that will finally break Trump's chokehold on half the country is apparently the revelation of the most obvious fact we've all known for about a decade now. I mean, these pictures and videos and all that, it didn't just appear now. It is crazy pill time. Right, Pete in Wisconsin? Hi, Pete.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
So I don't want to be Nate. So I don't want to be the Shouty McShouterson this morning, but, you know, with the whole distractions are not working and, you know, we're in narcissistic collapse, you know, I think there's a reason that Pete Hegseth still has a job, and that's because he'll do whatever, you know, the tangerine tyrant tells him to. And I don't know exactly how long it'll take him to spin up going into Chicago, going into New York, or doing something else swirly. But, you know, we're getting to the crunch time where, you know, in my mind, lights are blinking red. So, like, what is he prepared to do to stay in power?
Oh, anything. And anything. Anything. There's nothing you would put past him. That's what we're saying. Destroying, disappearing evidence, you name it. Oh, by the way, I don't know if everybody watching on Free Speech TV saw that.
I put it all on TV.
Just brought me a rat because it's obviously time to talk about our latest big bag of rat story. Okay. Clyde's producing the show now. He literally, because normally he chooses the beaver.
He'll probably do it 10 times better than I can.
Yeah, well, he just handed me the rat because it's time to do this story. Fred says the secret meeting with Vance and Murdoch. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. Mm-hmm. You're all terrible. The Wall Street Journal article and now the DOJ admitting they told Trump in May he's in the Epstein report. This is playing out exactly how that investigative journalist we met in 2018 predicted. They're going to invoke the 25th Amendment. Right. They've gotten what they needed from him. He's done. Oh, maybe we don't even have to finish
fight,
him.
Fight, 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 big bag of rats!
Yeah. Oh, one of the rats will get the biggest rat at the bottom of the bag. Yeah. They're going to finish him. Finish him.
Finish him.
Thank you. Thank you, Satan.
I never played Mortal Kombat, so I don't know who that character is.
I didn't either. Like, it's just, it's not a character. It's okay. Like the,
it's got
the
to voiceover. It's got to be the same voice actor that does Satan in South
Park.
No.
You can use a voice modulator to get your voice to
anybody
that,
can.
Like,
okay, well, I just hear it in my head almost every news cycle now. I just think, I never played.
Finish him.
I think that probably, Trey Parker, the guy who does Cartman, also does Satan.
Oh, you know what else? This all went down today. Why be perfect? Do you know what this week is? It's Shark Week.
I feel like it's Shark Week every other week.
But you know how scared of sharks Trump is. I'm just saying, if you really want one of them, drive him over the edge, play the Jaws music every room he walks into. Come on, someone do it. Someone do it. And then do an AI of the Epstein files in Jaws' mouth.
No, don't do an AI.
Or just send the Lorraine Newman at Land Shark.
Knock, knock. Who is it?
Candy Graham.
Flowers for Mrs. Blomfins, you know.
I didn't order flowers.
What? Okay.
Plumber, ma'am. Oh, plumber. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, open the door.
All right. We're reenacting SNL bits from 1975 for Bella. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
45 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by My Closet. I don't live it anymore. I'm out of it.
Yes, you are.
But what's in there is fabulous because it's from Quince. Quince, I'm telling you, is so fantastic. The quality way beyond what you would expect for the price. I have some super cute little. They're my like sporty silver hoop earrings.
Oh, nice.
They have 100% European linen tops starting at $30. Washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters, versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. Everything with Quince is about half the cost of similar brands. They work directly with top artisans. Bye bye, middlemen. See ya. Mm. Wouldn't want to be ya. Quince gives you luxury without the markup, and they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie for free shipping on your order. 365 day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/Stephanie.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Night sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you make qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Vibrians. Mm. I know you think I'm saying it wrong because I frequently put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Right.
But it's not. It's there's an extra I in there.
For incredible.
Impressive.
There you go.
Okay. Vibrant Super C Serum, my favorite face product ever, I'm telling you. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducer. Super C Serum made with, oh my God, all the best stuff the dreams are made of. Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Noticeable results, I'm telling you. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current routine, you get a full refund. What do you guys got to lose? Yeah. Vibrance.com/Stephanie, 37% off and free shipping. That's V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Okay, our friend Aaron Rupar says Maxwell will be in jail for a long time, absent a pardon from Trump, so she has every incentive in the world to tell him exactly what he wants to hear. Certainly. And nothing else. Clearly the DOJ is in the market for info about Bill Clinton, not the sitting president. And so, you know, on cue, as we were saying, this Wall Street Journal story, which I grant you is unfortunate.
Well,
so Bill Clinton has a handwritten note in this birthday album or whatever, right, which we now know, you know, his lawyer was on Lawrence O'Donnell. It exists for sure, and the Epstein estate likely will hand it over.
Yes.
So this is why, can I just say, Trump is such a stupid, unbelievable liar all in every instance, because of course he only immediately denies, sues the Wall Street Journal, right? Fake news, everything is whatever. And as we said, we knew they probably had this cold, or they would not have, you know, because he tried to get them to kill the story, and
absolutely,
they went ahead with it. But so, and it's always got to be a it lie on top of lie. I've never written a picture in my whole life. And then on cue, 75 pictures right. He's drawn that were
for
sold
every charity
at auctions.
Auction, yeah.
Right. I mean, his signature obviously will probably be verified. There could even be DNA on the, you know what I mean? He's just an
his
idiot.
His signature has pubic hair.
Right. So anyway, but I just thought in a Clinton spokesperson declined to comment on the letter itself, which is what you do if you're smart. He didn't do some like, oh, my God, it's not me. I never blah, 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 blah. They instead pointed to a prior statement asserting the former president's ties with Epstein ended over a decade before Epstein's 2019 arrest. Clinton has denied any knowledge of Epstein's criminal conduct, insists his encounters, including travel aboard Epstein's private jet, were linked to Clinton Foundation work and always included Secret Service detail. That would track with what Kevin Spacey said. Kevin Spacey is on, he's admitted he's on the list, and he said, because I traveled with Clinton to do Clinton Foundation work.
Right.
First of all, despite what you think of Kevin Spacey, I don't think anyone thinks he's into little girls. You know?
No,
so
absolutely not.
So what I'm saying, like Vera Wang is in here. I'm just saying, I don't know that everybody knew
right.
when was this book? 2005.
Yeah.
So, you know, billionaire Leon Black is in there, fashion designer Vera Wang. It was reportedly prepared, this birthday book, ahead of Epstein's first arrest in 2006. So Donald Trump was his best friend. Donald Trump clearly is involved in the worst of this and may even have been, who knows, a partner. If you're looking at, you know, all these wire transfers
yeah,
and all
I'm
that.
I'm still not excusing Bill Clinton, Vera Wang, and anybody else.
No. I'm just saying, but I don't know who knew what when. I mean,
right.
We can go to Vera Wang.
We don't.
I think really rich elite, what do they call them? The global elite. They hang out together.
Was Epstein rich enough to?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hang with
yeah.
that crowd.
No, I'm not excusing it. I just am saying
I don't know.
You know, but yeah, that was an unfortunate. He praised his childlike curiosity. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Come on.
Oh no.
Come on.
What did he say? He wrote, "It's reassuring, isn't it, to have lasted as long across all years of laughing and knowing adventures and." Something also to have your childlike curiosity, the drive to make a difference, and the solace of friends.
That's
I mean,
not good.
You know, again, these rich people, they probably gave money to a lot of things and people. And so I don't know. That's the thing. We'll find out, right? Who was involved in what and who knew what when, right? I mean,
Was Jeffrey Epstein independently wealthy, or did he get his wealth through?
I think it seems like he got his wealth from sex trafficking.
Why are all these rich people hanging out around Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying, is I don't know which of them knew when. Like, Donald Trump, I can tell you.
Sure.
Did.
And so,
allegedly.
All of this really stinks.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what do they call it? He was a financial, what was he?
I honestly haven't dug into his
advisor,
background enough
yeah.
I don't even know what he did. Like,
yeah.
He was just
a sex trafficker. That's about it.
No, but I mean, was it hedge fund?
I have no idea.
Okay. That's what the official story was. He was a big financial mogul of some sort.
What?
But,
like,
yeah.
I didn't even know that. He's just the sex trafficker.
The guy that people went to when they wanted sex with girls.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. That's why doesn't that stink to high heaven?
Yes,
most of all.
All of this does.
It takes Senator Ron Wyden to find over $1 billion of money transfers. You know, 4,000 of them
sure.
from Trump to Epstein to kind of go, gee, that smells funny. You know, I mean, but of course they're not going to. That's why. What do you call it? Epstein's. Who's Trump's buddy now? It was in his cabinet, Acosta. That's why I gave Epstein a sweetheart deal. I mean, this cover-up didn't start now, Chris.
No.
They've been covering for Epstein
exactly.
for... Yeah.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. Where was I? Frank Fuglisi, our friend, former FBI guy, said the former defense attorney for Trump, appointed deputy AG by Trump, will meet with a convicted trafficker who desperately wants out of prison, and he'll expect us to trust whatever he tells us. I mean... Oh, my God. Right. Heather says they're meeting with the trafficker, not the victims. That's all you need to know. And then Judiciary Dem said every single Senate Judiciary Republican just voted to block the release of the Epstein files. They're siding with Donald Trump and rich pedophiles, not you or Epstein's victims. Thank you. And one last one from Dave. I long for a simpler time when Americans generally agreed that pedophiles and Nazis are bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, both sides don't do it. They tend to all cluster over on the right. The Nazis and pedophiles, just if for those of you, you know, counting. All right, John Fugelsang and Frangela all coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road at WGBW in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, talking about all things Green Bay. And also, the Packers are back at training camp. We'll discuss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 13th. An accredited state university, University of Maryland Global Campus, offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits towards a master's. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We are getting word of a shooting on the campus of the University of New Mexico at Albuquerque. One person was killed. The campus has been shut down as the search for the gunman goes on. Another meeting today between the woman at the center of the Jeffrey Epstein case and the number two official at the Department of Justice. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche interviewing Ghislaine Maxwell as to what they talked about. Her lawyer, David Marcus, tells ABC's Aaron Katursky.
We don't want to get into the substance of the questions. There were a lot of questions and we went all day. And she answered every one of them. She never just said, I'm not going to answer, never declined.
President Trump on his way to Scotland for a business and personal trip as he opens up a new golf course resort there. At least 140 million Americans are under heat advisories and warnings today. Extreme weather stretching from Texas up to Maine. The FCC giving the green light for that $8 billion merger between Paramount, parent company of CBS, and Skydance Media. This is ABC News.